Well, guess who's back? Back again. It's none other than the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful, a little chilly Tuesday night. Not too bad here in Kannapolis. Nonetheless, we're about set to go with some nighttime baseball here in beautiful Cannon City, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on KCBallers.com. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action tonight live from Kannapolis. Cannonballers back after a quick six-game set down in Kinston, North Carolina, with the Down East Wood Ducks, affiliate of the Texas Rangers, in which they actually split the series, 3 wins, 3 losses. They had a doubleheader on Saturday, did not play on Easter Sunday. Got an extra off day snuck in there. However, they split the doubleheader on Saturday with the Wood Ducks, winning, basically trading wins and losses. They won, lost, won, lost, and then with the doubleheader, won the first one and lost the second of two. The Ballers now sit at 6-3. They are tops of the Carolina League South Division. As for the Fredericksburg Nationals, they are second in the Carolina League North Division, only trailing the Salem Red Sox by one game. As a leadoff batter for the Fred Nats, Jacob Young, the right fielder, will dig in. He is the leadoff batter for the Fredericksburg Nationals under the leadership of manager Jake Lowry. As Noah Owen, the righty, will get us started here in Kannapolis. First pitch is down the middle for strike one, 81 miles an hour. We are underway at 6 o'clock on the dot. Noah Owen, the righty, sets on the mound, kicks to the left and throws to the right. It's swung on by Young and lifted high in the air right field. The camping under it for the grab is Misael Gonzalez. It's a quick out number one here in the first for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Jacob Young, the right fielder, just flew out. Jeremy De La Rosa, the center fielder, now digs in. He'll be followed by Brady House, the shortstop and number two prospect in the national system, batting third. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot is first baseman Brandon Bossier. Batting fifth, DH Andre Arias. Batting sixth is Sammy Infante, the third baseman, as De La Rosa swings on the first pitch and lifts it high in the air left field. Tatum camps under it and makes the grab for out number two, as it's only 3 pitches and 2 outs already for Noah Owen and the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the first inning. Now Brady House, shortstop, digs in. Infante, the third baseman, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Harold Diaz, the catcher for Fredericksburg. Left fielder T.J. White will bat eighth, and batting ninth is the second baseman, Viondo Pena. House will take the first pitch from Noah Owen. It's an off-speed pitch right down Broadway for strike one. Noah Owen, a 4-pitch mix, 4-seam fastball, curveball, slider, change. Making his second start of the year, his third overall appearance. His House cuts on the 0-1, lifts it high in the air in the infield. It's popped up and it'll be played easily by the second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez, for quick out number three. So it only takes about 5 pitches, and Noah Owen is already out of the top of the first inning. One to the bottom of the first here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats opening up the series here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thank you. James Beard, Kilson Montgomery, and Wilfred Varis will lead things off in the bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark, opening up a six-game series with the Fredericksburg Nationals here at beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. A bit of a chilly Tuesday night, but James Beard swings the first pitch from Brian Caceres and grounds it up the middle, easily played and slipped over to Bossier at first. One pitch, one out. Quick 1-3 put out for James Beard. Colson Montgomery, shortstop, will now dig in. Wilfred Varis, DH, will bat third in the lineup. He's on deck. DJ Gladney, the first baseman in the cleanup spot. Wes Kath, the third baseman, will bat fifth. Catcher Colby Smelly, who is tearing the cover off the ball, will bat sixth. Right fielder Misael Gonzalez bats seventh. Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman, bats eighth. And batting ninth, making his Atrium Health Ballpark debut, is the left fielder Terrell Tatum. As Colson Montgomery takes that first pitch right down the middle for strike one against Brian Caceres. Career record for Caceres, 10-11 with a 4.74 ERA. So far this year, though, 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA, as the 0-1 is cut on and missed at the plate by Colson Montgomery. We'll now move to an 0-2 count. Caceres, his second start of the year. He won his first start in the home opener back on April 12th up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, where the Fred Nats call home, as the 0-2 is cut and missed by Colson Montgomery. It's a quick out number two at the plate as Montgomery swings and misses. Wilfred Varis, the DH, will now dig in. He will walk to the plate and face off against Caceres. International free agent signing in 2017 was Brian Caceres. He's got a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. On the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals with the red tops, gray pants, red caps, the blue brim with the Fredericksburg curl box off, as the 0-1 is an off-speed pitch just off the plate. Moves even now at 1-1. Wes Kath, the third baseman, awaits on deck. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals opening up a six-game series in beautiful Kannapolis, as the 1-1 is swung on and fouled back, and will move now to a 1-2 count on DJ Gladney. It's the first $2 Tuesday of the year. A bunch of different concessions items, all $2 each. Hot dogs, soda, popcorn, peanuts, pretzels, cotton candy, and Cracker Jacks, all $2 each tonight. Quite a deal there. 1-2 is lifted into left field. That'll roll past White and all the way to the wall for extra bases. Rounding second and head to the third is Wilfred Varis. DJ Gladney sneaks on with a double here in the first inning. So now two on in scoring position for the third baseman, Wes Kath. Gladney took advantage of a ball that kind of hung over the plate. Put a charge into the ball, and it rolled all the way past the left fielder, TJ White. It's now two on, and Wes Kath at the plate with two outs for Kannapolis here in the bottom of the first. We'll set the defense for the Fred Nats while we have a second. TJ White, Jeremy De La Rosa, and Jacob Young, left to right in the outfield. Left to right in the infield, it goes Infante, House, Pena, and Bossier. Behind the plate is Diaz for Brian Caceres. First pitch to Wes Kath is low and inside. 1-0 now the count on Wes Kath, the Scottsdale, Arizona native. The Kannapolis Cannonballers again returning from a six-game road trip out to Kinston. Split a series with the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-0 fastball outside. We'll move now to a 2-0 count on Wes Kath. Fredericksburg Nationals sitting at 6-3. Able to beat the Mudcats on Sunday over at Five County Stadium out in Zebulon. 2-0 lifted high and foul. Now 2-1 the count. Bad Virginia Credit Union Stadium. They're here in Kannapolis, and then they're back home next week against the Charleston Riverdogs. All kinds of fun going on in the Carolina League. 2-1. Fastball catches the inside part of the plate for a strike. Now 2-2 the count. Wes Kath, not a fan of the call at the plate. Nonetheless, it's 2-2 count now. Trackman to my left, Sam Perry, says it was a good call. 2-2, two outs. Bottom of the first inning. Ballers with two in scoring position. Looking to create some offense as Kath cuts on the 2-2 and fouls it back. We'll have to do the 2-2 all over again. Good turnout here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is a bit chilly for a mid-April Tuesday night. However, $2 Tuesdays, And quite a matchup here. Both teams 6-3. Some good baseball going on here in Kannapolis. 2-2 is loped into right center field. It's going to roll all the way to Jeremy De La Rosa, the center fielder covering. Varus will score. DJ Gladney will score. And Wes Kath contributes with a 2-RBI single here in the bottom of the first inning. Kannapolis is on the board to start things off here on this beautiful Tuesday night. Wes Kath with RBIs number 4 and 5 with one swing of the bat. As now Colby Smelly, the catcher, will dig in. Leading the way in batting average so far on the year. Also with 3 multi-hit games. How about Colby Smelly, the Shelton State Community College product. Swings the first pitch and fouls it back. We'll now move to an 0-1 count on Colby Smelly. Caceres already allows a couple of runs off the bat of Wes Kath. Takes a decent lead at first. Quick check on the runner at first in Wes Kath. It's not in time. And we'll have to do it again as far as waiting goes on the 0-1. Colby batting .500 this year. He's only faced right-handed pitching, has not faced a lefty all year. 0-1 in there, now 0-2 the count on Smelly. 7 RBIs, just 2 strikeouts. Last time out for Colby Smelly, he had a multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. He swings at the 0-2, grounds it over to shortstop, making the play is Brady House. He'll fire it across the diamond, 4 out, number 3, here in the bottom of the first inning. With the Kannapolis Cannonballers get on the board first with a 2-RBI single from Wes Kath, one of the top prospects in the White Sox system. It's 2-0 lead early for Kannapolis here at HUM Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back with the top of the second inning. Back here in Kannapolis at the top of the second inning, Brandon Bossier will lead things off for the Fredericksburg Nationals as the Kannapolis Cannonballers have already jumped out to a 2-0 lead thanks to a 2-RBI single from Wes Kath. Noah Owen back out there for his second inning of action, delivers the first pitch to Bossier. It's an off-speed pitch right down the middle for strike one on Brandon Bossier. 6'1", 205-pound lefty batter for the Fredericksburg Nationals, playing first base tonight. Cuts on the 0-1, now 0-2 on Bossier. Riverside, California native. Actually kind of funny, as Noah Owen is an Oceanside, California native. All kinds of Cali vibes up in here. 0-2, off speed and in the dirt. 1-2 now the count. Bossier, a third round selection in 2021 by the Washington Nationals, who have sent quite a few of their prospects here to Fredericksburg. Total of 10 different top prospects in the top 30 for Washington are on this Fred Nats roster. That pitch is inside, 2-2 now the count. 2-2 on the way from Owen. It's an off-speed pitch. It's swung and fouled off the catcher's mask of Colby Smelly. We'll do it again at 2-2. Again, 10 different prospects on the roster. Just 8 of them are here, though, as 2 different pitchers for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Jackson Rutledge and Mason Denneberg are on the injured list. Diving effort over at first. DJ Gladney not able to make the play. Fired over by Wilbur Sanchez. Ball gets loose. Will go down as a base hit on the play. So Bassiero, the hard hit line drive. DJ Gladney tries to make an extraordinary effort. The ball bounced over. Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman, able to quickly scurry over, tries to make a play as Noah Owen, the pitcher, was trying to cover at first. It'll go down, though, as a base hit as the dive from DJ Gladney was just a little too out of the ordinary. It's now Andre Arias, again led by manager Jake Lowry, Joel Hanrahan, the pitching coach, and Delwin Young, the hitting coach. First pitch from Noah Owen is in the lower part of the zone. We'll go now 0-1 on Andre Arias. 6'3", 180 pounds from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2017. 0-1 fastball catches the outside part of the plate. Now quickly 0-2 on Arias. 1-1 count on Arias. Runner on first is Brandon Bossier. It's the first base runner of the day for Fredericksburg. 1-1, big cut and miss by Arias on the off-speed pitch from Noah Owen. We'll now move to a 1-2 count. Again, Owen making his second start of the year, his third appearance overall. Last time he started a game was back on April the 9th, exactly 10 days ago, here at this very ballpark against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-2 lifted down the line in right field. It'll land foul, though, and we'll have to do the 1-2 all over again. Noah Owen against the Woodpeckers back on April 9th. 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He had a no decision in that one. Ended up with an ERA of 4.50. He's gotten it down now, though, to a 2.57. He's been having quite the year so far to start. 1-2 is blooped into right field. Making a diving grab, though, is Misael Gonzalez for out number 1. What a play out there in right field for out number 1 as Arias makes the first out of the top of the second inning for the Fredericksburg Nationals. A nice diving grab out in right field by Misael Gonzalez. Now Sammy Infante, the third baseman, will dig in for Fredericksburg. Left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis, it goes Terrell Tatum, James Beard, and Misael Gonzalez. Wes Kath, Colson Montgomery, Wilbur Sanchez, and DJ Gladney in the infield. Left to right. Colby Smelly behind the plate as Noah Owen delivers the first pitch curveball to Infante right down the middle for strike one. Infante, a Hialeah, Florida, in the 2020 MLB draft. Second compensatory pick. 0-1, big cut and miss by Infante. Will now move to an 0-2 count. 6'1", 185 pounds. Born on June the 22nd of 2001. Somehow he's not the youngest guy on the roster for Fredericksburg. Outfielder T.J. White holds that. 0-2, swung and a miss. He struck him out. Noah Infante. Noah Owen, I should say, as strikes out Sammy Infante. I tried to put the two names together. It didn't quite work. Sorry about that. Anyways, Noah Owen picks up his first punch out of the night. Swing and a miss by Sammy Infante for out number 2 here in the second. Now Geraldy Diaz digs in for his first at-bat of the night here in Kannapolis. Diaz digs in the left batter's box, takes the first pitch on off-speed from Noah Owen. It's on the inside part of the plate, but it catches enough of the zone for strike one. Charlie Welling, our home plate umpire tonight. Jalen Goodman, umpire out in the infield. Our second different crew of umpires used this year as the 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 quickly the count now on Geraldy Diaz. Born July the 8th of 2000 from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2016 by the Washington Nationals. 0-2 on the way from Owen. Off speed pitch, just misses low and inside. We'll move now at 1-2. Runner on first is Brandon Bossier. Reached on a leadoff single a couple of batters ago. Since then, a fly out and a strikeout. Noah Owen has a 1-2 count on Geraldy Diaz here in the second. Ballers lead quickly 2-0. Here's a delivery. Swung on and hit hard into right field. That'll drop in front of Misael Gonzalez and be another base hit as Geraldy Diaz picks up the second single of the night for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Bossier will move up. So now 2-1 and 2 out for T.J. White, the left fielder. T.J. White, switch hitter, will bat from the left-handed batter's box with Noah Owen, the righty, on the mound. Spartanburg, South Carolina native, just 18 years old. First pitch is outside, 1-0 the count on T.J. White. Kind of a local product, I'd say. Spartanburg, the closest of any player on the roster for the Fredericksburg Nationals. About an hour and a half, 2 hours from here in Kannapolis. 1-0, big swung on a miss. Now 1-1 the count. Spartanburg, South Carolina, home of the Carolina Panthers training camp. Down at Wofford College. Been there a few times. It's kind of toasty down there in early August. 1-1 fastball catches just enough of the zone. Nice pitch by Noah Owen. 1-2 now the count on T.J. White. Fifth round pick in 2021 by the Washington Nationals. Again, another top prospect in that system. Ranked as number 27 of the top 30. 1-2 count. Two outs. Here's a delivery from Owen. Off-speed pitch. It's swung and grounded over to second base. Wilbur Sanchez can't quite make the play. He'll flip it underhand over to second base. It's not in time. And now bases will be loaded for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Bossier moves it up. As T.J. White reaches first base, Geraldy Diaz will move to second. Still no clarity on the call quite yet. 9-hole man Viondel Pena will dig in. This will go down as a single. First pitch to Pena. It'll go down as a single for T.J. White. Oh, one off speed pitch catches enough of the plate for Charlie Welling. Now 0-2 the count on Viondel Pena. The base is loaded. 5'8", 148 pounds. 2017 international free agent signee. 0-2 on the way from Owen. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Noah Owen. Call him a car. He's got a little bit of a clutch factor to him as he strikes out Viondel Pena with the bases loaded for out number three. Here in the second inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 2-0 over the Fred Nats here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Misael Gonzalez leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the second inning. He takes the first pitch of the inning from Casieres. Four strike one. Misael Gonzalez batting a cool 400 on the year. Takes that pitch now, 1-1 the count on Misael Gonzalez. Wilbur Sanchez and Terrell Tatum will follow in the lineup as the 7-8-9 batters due up for Guillermo Quiroz and the KCB here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the second. 2-1 now the count on Gonzalez. He takes ball two from Caceres. 2-1 on the way. Fastball catches the inside part of the plate. We'll move now 2-2 on Misael Gonzalez. Straightaway defensive setup for Fredericksburg with the hard-hitting right fielder Gonzalez at the plate. Swings the 2-2. It's in the dirt. Nice tag, though, behind the plate by Diaz. It's a swing and a miss. Strikeout number one on the ninth for Misael Gonzalez. Second strikeout of the night for Brian Caceres. Now Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman, will dig in. Wilbur Sanchez, not quite the start to the year that he's probably looking for. Swing and a miss at the plate by Sanchez. Now 0-1 the count. Wilbur Sanchez batting just 0-37 to start the year. Only has one hit. It's a double. As he swings on that pitch and lifts it high and foul. We'll go 0-2 now on Sanchez at the plate. One of the top prospects in the Chicago White, however, just hasn't quite had the start he's wanted. A returning bat for Kannapolis. Swings the 0-2 and misses. Now two outs here in the bottom of the second inning as Sanchez goes down swinging. It's the second straight strikeout for Brian Caceres. Now Terrell Tatum, the left fielder, will dig in. Former NC State Wolfpack outfielder. Terrell Tatum digs in his Atrium Health Ballpark debut. Actually spent most of the later part of last year, and it was made the opening day roster in Winston-Salem with a dash in high A ball. However, was set down and is now a cannonballer. First pitch is a strike. 0-1 delivery is a fastball outside. Move now 1-1 on Terrell Tatum. Again, former NC State Wolfpack outfielder. Part of a loaded roster that made it to the College World Series last year. 1-1 fastball outside. 2-1 now the count on Terrell Tatum. Top of the order in James Beard awaits on deck. 2-1 your count on Tatum here in the bottom of the second with two outs. Delivery from Caceres is in the dirt now. 3-1 on the speedy left fielder Terrell Tatum. Ballers lead 2-0 on a West Cath 2-RBI single in the first. 3-1 fastball catches the inside part of the plate. Tatum not a fan of the call. Nonetheless, now a full count delivery will be on the way to the plate from Brian Caceres. 22-year-old righty from David Panama. Tatum fouls the 3-2 back over my head here at the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. I still have yet to catch a foul ball back here in the broadcast booth. I was ready for it, as were Fredericksburg's broadcasters, Joey Zanaboni and Eric Bach. Two-man crew on the road. Terrell Tatum check swings on the 3-2 as home plate umpire Charlie Welling says he went around that four out number three. So Caceres strikes out the side here in the bottom of the second after allowing a couple runs. Led to the top of the third. Ballers lead 2-0. Headed to the top of the third here at Atrium Health Ballpark from the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Pittsburgh Nationals here in the top of the third. Jacob Young swings at the first pitch and misses for strike one. Noah Owen back out there for another inning of action for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, leading 2-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the opener of a six-game set. Owen gets the 0-1 grounded back to him at the mound. Nice scoop on the mound by Noah Owen. Flips it over to DJ Gladney at first for a 1-3 putout. And give Noah Owen a job at Baskin-Robbins with a nice scoop on the play. Now Jeremy De La Rosa, the center fielder, digs in for the Fred Nats. De La Rosa flew out back in the first on the first pitch. Takes that one right down Broadway for strike one from Noah Owen. Owen the Cali boy, Oceanside, California native. 0-1 in there, called strike two now on De La Rosa, another top prospect in the Nats system. As for Noah Owen, school at Cal Santa Barbara, graduated from Cathedral Catholic High School. As ring him up at the plate, 0-2 is looked at for strike three by Jeremy De La Rosa. Noah Owen picks up another strikeout on the night. It's his third one here through 2 1/3. Now Brady House, the shortstop, digs in, number two prospect in the Washington National system. 6'4", 215 pounds, and he looks every bit of it at 18 years old. Swings at the first pitch and grounds it over to shortstop, where Colson Montgomery fires it across the diamond for out number three. Nice play by Colson over at shortstop. Another quick 1-2-3 inning for Noah Owen and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who lead 2-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark over the Fred Nats on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the order due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the third inning. James Beard will dig in, followed by Colson Montgomery and Wilfred Varis. Brian Caceres back out there for another inning of action as James Beard takes the first pitch for ball one from Caceres. 1-0 the count now in the bottom of the third inning, where the Ballers lead 2-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. James Beard takes the 1-0 inside fastball from Caceres. Now 2-0 the count on James Beard, the Brookhaven, Mississippi native, fastest prospect in the Chicago White Sox system. There's nowhere to put him except the 9-hole or the leadoff spot, as the 2-0 is inside, 3-0 now the count. I keep telling folks it's not all bad to be in the 9-hole if you're in the order. You just got to be in the order. 3-0 fastball on the inside part of the plate, 3-1 now the count. James Beard in that second leadoff spot, as I like to call it, in the 9-hole. Some nights, but he's leadoff tonight. 3-1 fastball right down the middle. Now full count on James Beard. Terrell Tatum in the 9-hole tonight is your second leadoff batter. 3-2 on the way. Fastball just inside on James Beard. Ball four, leadoff walk for Caceres. That's not the man you want to give a free pass to, as James Beard takes a walk, and Kilson Montgomery will dig in. He's 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout. Caceres listed at 6'1", 170 pounds. 22-year-old from Panama. Starting on with the mound for the Fred Nats here in the series opener. Kilson Montgomery digs in, swings the first pitch, and hits it high in the air left field, trailing but foul. Lands in the Wayne Brothers picnic area down the left field line. We'll now move to an 0-1 count on Kilson Montgomery. Montgomery, number one prospect in the White Sox system, 6'4", 205 pounds. Jasper, Indiana native. Spent some time in the complex last year. That's about it. 0-1 with the runner going. It's a ball at the plate. Throw over to second. It is not in time. James Beard swipes another base. As man is swiping everything. The only thing he's swiping more is probably his credit card. As James Beard swipes his 8th stolen base of the year. 8-for-9 now in stolen base attempts is James Beard. Now 1-1 count, a runner at second at the plate for Kilson Montgomery. 1-1 from Caceres. Fastball outside part of the plate, but it catches just enough. 1-2 now the count. One-two count, nobody out. Runner on second is James Beard. Kilson Montgomery, number one White Sox prospect at the plate. Here's a delivery from Brian Caceres. Fastball inside corner on strikes for the second time tonight. Four out number one here in the third. Wilfred Veras, the DH, will dig in. He had a single back in the first inning. Not a cloud in the sky tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A little bit of a wind going left to right, but it's not too bad. First pitch to Veras is cut on a miss. 0-1 now the count. Great amount of fans out there on the left field berm tonight, enjoying a beautiful night for baseball. A little chilly, but not too bad. All you need probably is about a light jacket. 0-1 fastball catches the outside part of the plate. We'll now move 0-2. As we're about a week away from the perfect day, as it's called. I can't remember the movie. However, April 25th was described as the perfect date. 0-2 swung on and fouled back. We'll have to do the 0-2 again on Wilfred Veras. Perfect date's about April 25th. It's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. Here you probably need about a medium jacket. Maybe a cup of coffee or hot chocolate. 0-2, quick check on the runner over at second and James Beard, not in time. We'll have to await the 0-2 even more. 0-2 count, one out, bottom of the third. Kannapolis leads 2-0. 0-2 delivery, swung on and fouled back. Hits off the siding here at Atrium Health Ballpark and into the dugout suite. Heads up down there. It looks like Benjamin Bailey, who's on the injured list. Almost got plunked in the head with a foul ball. I have to do the 0-2 again. Wilfred Veras, here's a delivery. Fastball inside, it hits him on the shoulder, and it'll now be 2 on and 1 out as Veras will take a walk to first base on a hit-by-pitch. Now DJ goes. Big Red putting up big offensive numbers for Kannapolis here so far this year. DJ Gladney, currently on a 2-game reach base streak. He's extended that now to 3. Swings at the first pitch and misses. We'll now move to an 0-1 count. Gladney batting cleanup tonight for the third time this year. Last time he had a home run was here in this very ballpark back on April 9th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-1. Fastball inside. We'll move now 1-1 on DJ Gladney. Caceres allowed a couple of runs on a West Cath RBI single in the first. Struck out the side in the second. Now he's got two on and one out. Gladney will take the pitch, and it's swung on and grounded foul, where manager Guillermo Quiros makes a nice routine ground ball play over the coach's box on the third base side. Looks like our first base coach tonight is Daniel Gonzalez, one of the White Sox Rovers, who's in town. A bunch of White Sox Rovers in town tonight, as well as some games this week. 1-2, fastball is just low. Ring him up at the plate does Charlie Welling. DJ Gladney down on strikes looking for out number two here in the third. Now West Cath, the third baseman, digs in. Picked up two RBIs in the first with a single. He's got the opportunity to produce more damage here with two on and two out. West Cath, Scottsdale, Arizona native. Steps in, puts the bat over his left shoulder as Caceres delivers the first pitch. Cath checks, swings on it. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire, Jalen Goodman. West Cath was able to keep the bat just on the shoulder. We'll have to do it all over again. Caceres will sit on the mound with a black glove at the waist. Runner going at second is James Beard. Pitch at the plate is a ball. Throw in over to third is not in time. And James Beard swipes another stolen base. The only thing he's swiping more is his credit card. So it's now 9 stolen bases on the year for James Beard. Just incredible how fast that young man is. 9 stolen bases on the year and 2 already in just this half inning. 2-0, swung on and popped up over my head. Just heard the thud over my head here in the roof at the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have to do it again at 2-1. West Cath at the plate, runners on the corners with 2 down. Ballers already leading over the Fred Nats 2-0 here in the third. West Cath puts a charge into 2-1, lifts it high in the air right field. Playable, though, for Young. He'll make the grab for out number 3. So Kannapolis puts a couple of runners on. They're unable to create any more offense, though, as we'll head to the top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 2-0 over the Fred Nats here at the Ballers Baseball Network. Brandon Bossier will lead things off for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the top of the fourth inning. Noah Owen delivers the first pitch. It's in there, called strike one, and a 72-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. 0-1 now, the count on Bossier, who singled back in the second inning and was the first hit of the night for Fredericksburg, as the 86-mile-an-hour fastball inside on Bossier from Noah Owen Now 1-1 the count. Nobody warming up for Kannapolis out in the bullpen. Noah Owen has kept the pitch count pretty low tonight. 1-1 fastball just low now. 2-1 on Bossier. Sitting at about 40 pitches. This is the first batter of the fourth inning. 2-1 on the way. Off-speed pitch catches the inside part of the plate on Bossier. We'll have to do it again now at 2-2. Fred Natz out of the Washington Nationals system. Again, this is their first time ever coming to Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 fastball upstairs now. 3-2 the count. Cannonballers and the Fred Natz did business last year for the first time in minor league baseball history. Cannonballers and Fred Natz matched up. 3-2 swung on and fouled down the line. Again at 3-2. They split a six-game series last year up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. First time the Fred Natz have made their way down here to Kannapolis, North Carolina. Nationals, one of the teams in the area that is technically in the TV market. Nationals, Braves, Orioles, Cincinnati Reds. 3-2 swung on and fouled back. We'll do the 3-2 again on Brandon Bossier, but we appreciate you tuning in. Instead, here on MILB.TV, as well as the free audio stream on kcballers.com, Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis as Noah Owen delivers the full count delivery to Bossier. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Brandon Bossier down on strikes. Four out number one here in the fourth. Noah Owen picks up his fourth punch out of the night. Now Andre Arias, the DH, will dig in for Fredericksburg. He flew out to right field back in the second. Owen delivers the first pitch. It's a 87-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, and it'll go now 0-1 on Arias. No Owen. A couple of fun facts on the righty. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Arias. Now 0-2 the count with one out. Owen, a graduate of Cathedral Catholic High School. A couple of notable alumni. Brady Aiken, the number one pick in the 2014 MLB draft, as well as Steven Gonsalves, the lefty for the Chicago Cubs. Also our Cathedral Catholic High School alumni. Pitches inside, 1-2 now the count. Noah Owen actually also played water polo in high school. However, he's found his way to the baseball field here. 1-2 swung on and grounded up the middle. Colson Montgomery will make the play to his left. Fires it over to first and DJ Gladney. Four out number two. It's a 6-3 put out. Four out number two here in the top of the fourth. It's now Sammy Infante, the third baseman, will dig in. He struck out swinging back in the second. Sammy Infante, the Hialeah, Florida native, swings the first pitch and grounds it over to shortstop. Colson Montgomery has some trouble corralling it. It'll go down as an error on Colson Montgomery over at short. Infante will reach on the E6. So it's a two-out base runner now for the Fred Natz. And Geraldy Diaz, the catcher, digs in. He singled back in the second inning. Colson Montgomery collects another error over at shortstop. That is what a lot of folks have been talking about. Montgomery, one of the better hitters in the nation, easily in the minor leagues. His first pitch to Diaz is outside, 1-0 the count. Already, though, Montgomery is third error of the year here in game number 10 of the season. 1-0 on the way to Diaz. Another fastball upstairs. Now 2-0 the count. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Geraldy Diaz at the plate. Runner on first is Infante. 2-0 fastball. Catches enough of the zone. Now 2-1 on Diaz. So Noah Owen can't quite escape unscathed here in the fourth. Owen delivers the 2-1. It's swung on and lifted high in the air in left center field. Trailing after it is James Beard. He camps under it and makes the grab for out number three here in the fourth. So even though Colston Montgomery with another error at shortstop, Noah Owen escapes with a fly out to center field of Geraldy Diaz. And we're headed to the bottom of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 2-0 here at HGMOF Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. Colby Smelly, Misael Gonzalez, and Wilbur Sanchez do up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Smelly takes the first pitch from Brian Casieras inside for a ball one. Brian Casieras back out for another inning of action for the Fredericksburg Nationals. As Colby Smelly swings the 1-0 and fouls it back behind home plate. Where ball boy will have to go grab it. 1-1 now the count on Colby Smelly. Batting 476 with 7 RBIs on the year. On and lifted high and foul. Hits off the siding of the Kinetic Club. Lands in the seating bowl at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hope everyone's okay down there. It's a chilly night, but a beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. 1-2. Fastball right down Broadway for strike three. Colby Smelly is down looking at strike three for out number one here in the fourth inning. It's another strikeout for Casares. Strikeout number 7 on the night for the righty. Now Misael Gonzalez will dig in. Gonzalez, one of the strikeout victims, struck out swinging in the second in his only at-bat. Gonzalez swings at the first pitch and misses. Strike one. Gonzalez, broken bat, grounder over to second base on the 0-1. Nice play by Pena. Flips it over to first in time. Four out number two. It's a 4-3 putout. Misael Gonzalez is the second out of the bottom of the fourth. Now Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, digs in for Kannapolis. Casares so far through 3 2/3. 7 strikeouts for the righty. 1 walk, 3 hits, 2 runs, both of those earned. First pitch to Sanchez, outside, ball 1. 1-0, big swing and a miss at the plate by Sanchez. Now move 1-1. Wilbur Sanchez now sitting at 0.36 on his batting average. 1-1 well inside on Wilbur Sanchez. 2-1 the count now at the plate on Mr. Sanchez. 5'10", 160 pounds. Venezuela swings on the 2-1 and grounds it over to third base. Making the play is Infante. Fires it over in time. He's safe. Though is the call by Jalen Goodman. And Wilbur Sanchez has an infield single. Nice play by Sammy Infante. However, Wilbur Sanchez able to leg it out and reach first base safely. Now the nine-hole man, Terrell Tatum, digs in, struck out swinging back in the second. Terrell Tatum, former NC State Wolfpack outfielder, still rocking the red and black Adidas cleats. Takes the first pitch for strike one. NC State is an Adidas school. All kinds of red and black up there. Home of the Wolfpack up in Raleigh, North Carolina. Got a couple of buddies that go there, actually. 0-1, swung on in, grounded through the hole in third base and into left field for a base hit. Terrell Tatum is at first safely. He'll round first and head to second in time as the left fielder White tried to throw it into third base where it didn't reach in time. Wilbur Sanchez makes it to third base. And now Terrell Tatum is on base for the first time tonight. He goes down as a single, and he reaches on the throw. So goes down as a single for Terrell Tatum. He's able to take second base on the throw into third, where Wilbur Sanchez now sits. Back to the top of the order, James Beard swings at the first pitch and fouls it down the third baseline, where Wilbur Sanchez, the runner at third, actually makes the play. Not sure if Wilbur Sanchez is confused or what, but of course he was just trying to be helpful, but you gotta wonder. 0-1. Fastball right down the middle on James Beard. Now 0-2, quickly the count. Beard grounded out in the first, walked in the third, swiped two bases in the third as well. Up now is James Beard. 0-2 lifted high and foul. We'll do it again between James Beard and Brian Caceres. A couple other games going on in the Carolina League. 3-0 ball game in Zebulon, where the Mudcats are hosting the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's a battle of the Kitty Cats out in Zebulon at Five County Stadium. 0-2 outside, 1-2 now the count on Beard. Everywhere else, though, still warming up, getting ready to go. We got started a little early here in Kannapolis. 1-2 fastball inside. 2-2 now the count. Going with a couple of 6 o'clock first pitches here in the early midweek games. Tuesdays and Wednesdays primarily will be 6 o'clock first pitches here at Atrium Health Ballpark most of the year. 2-2 fastball is in the dirt. Nice pickup by Diaz. Move now to a full count on James Beard. Colson Montgomery awaits on deck. Two runners in scoring position for Kannapolis. The two outs and a full count on James Beard here in the bottom of the fourth. Caceres will deliver the full count delivery. And it's outside for ball four. Another walk of James Beard. So now bases are chuck full of ballers. And Colson Montgomery will dig in. He's 0-2 tonight with two strikeouts. Colson Montgomery, again, number one prospect in the White Sox system. Multi-sport superstar in high school. Played baseball, football, and basketball. Swings on the first pitch and bloops it into left center field. That'll drop and roll all the way to the left fielder's glove in white. Tatum will score. Beard's going to score, and Wilbur Sanchez already scored, too. It's a bases-clearing RBI double for Colson Montgomery. What a play by that young man as Sanchez scores, Tatum scores, and James Beard score on the play. Now in Kannapolis as the Cannonballers now have jumped out to a big lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Folks, that's why he's the number one prospect in the White Sox system. As he hit that ball hard into left center field. Unloads on that pitch as now looks like time is called, and Joel Hanrahan, the pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals is going to go out and have a chat with Brian Caceres. Joel Hanrahan, 2011 MLB All-Star, actually, pitched with the Pittsburgh Pirates, with the Boston Red Sox, a couple different organizations for Joel Hanrahan. Was an All-Star in 2011 with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pitched with the Dodgers, the Nationals, the Pirates, Boston Red Sox, and the Detroit Tigers. Hanrahan was actually a coach in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization for years and years. This is his first year in the Washington Nationals organization. 40-year-old from Des Moines, Iowa. Wilfred Veras at the plate will swing at the first pitch and miss for strike one. 0-1 out of the count. It's Brian Caceres. Now through 3 2/3, he's got 7 strikeouts, but he's also allowed 5 runs on 6 hits. 0-1 off speed pitch inside, 1-1 now the count. Ballers jump out now, 5-0 your score. Here at HRM Health Ballpark, as Colson Montgomery and West Cath have produced all the RBIs. For Kannapolis tonight, 1-1 outside, 2-1 now the count. On Wilfred Veras. 2-1. Fastball inside. Looks like it hit the leg of Wilfred first base. It's the second time Wilfred Veras has been plunked by a pitch from Brian Caceres. Is now DJ Gladney. Little dig in for Kannapolis. 1-for-2 tonight with a double in the first. Struck out looking back in the third. Gladney swings on the first pitch and grounds it over to shortstop on a broken bat, and Brady House makes the play, flips it over to second in time. 4 out, number 3, DJ Gladney on the wrong end of a fielder's choice. It's a 6-4 put out of Wilfred Veras for out number 3 here in the fourth. Ballers do pick up 3 RBIs, though, as Colson Montgomery with a bases-clearing RBI double puts Kannapolis up 5-0 here at HMO Ballpark in the series opener between the Fred Nats and the Ballers. Here in the Ballers Baseball Network. T.J. White will lead things off for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the top of the fifth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead 5-0 over the Fred Nats as T.J. White takes the first pitch inside. Ball one now. The count on T.J. White, Spartanburg, South Carolina native. Closest hometown on the Fred Nats roster to here in Kannapolis. 1-0 is inside now. 1-1 the count on T.J. White as it caught enough of the plate. Even now as Noah Owen back out there for another inning of action. 73-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch is in the dirt. 2-1 the count now on T.J. White. He'll be followed by the 9-hole man in Viondo Pena, Then top of the order, Jacob Young, the right fielder. 2-1 on the way from Owen. Fastball, big swing and a miss by T.J. White. Will now move to a 2-2 count. T.J. White, just 18 years old. He's in low A ball, though, purely for his power. Kid has got some pop to his bat. 2-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. The only pop going on there is the catcher's mitt. No, Owen picks up another strikeout here to open up the top of the fifth inning. T.J. White down swinging. Now Viondel Pena, second baseman, will dig in for Fredericksburg. Pena struck out swinging in the second. Just one of Noah Owen's five casualties via the punch out. Another off-speed pitch right down Broadway for strike one to Viondel Pena. 0-1 now the count. Straight away defensive setup. Owen delivers another off speed. It's cut on miss by Pena. Quickly 0-2. Noah Owen really working the off speed tonight. He's got a four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, change mix. However, that right hook has been working tonight. 0-2, that's working too. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Another strikeout for Noah Owen. It's number six on the night for the righty from Oceanside, California. Now back to the top of the order for the Fred Nats and Jacob Young, the right fielder. We'll dig in. 0-2 tonight, flew out in the first and grounded out in the third. Noah Owen kicks with the left and throws with the right. Showing bunt at the plate was Jacob Young. However, he pulls it back for the fastball. Is outside. We'll move now 1-0 on Young. Pane Vedra, Florida native, seventh-round pick last year. Takes that pitch outside, now 2-0 the count. Is Jacob Young, 2-0 fastball inside, now 3-0 the count on Jacob Young. Now looks like an arm goes out to the bullpen down the line in right field for Kannapolis as Owen delivers a 3-0, catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. Looks like Everett Hazelwood. Mission Viejo, California native will go take a couple of warm-up tosses. 3-1 is an off-speed pitch, is inside. It's a two-out walk of Jacob Young by Noah Owen. So now two out and one on for Jeremy De La Rosa, the center fielder. De La Rosa 0-2, flew out and struck out so far in tonight's ballgame. First pitch is off the plate inside. 1-0 the count now on De La Rosa. Decent lead at first for Jacob Young as Noah Owen looks in for the signs. Kicks with the left hand, throws with the right. Nice hard fastball right down the middle for strike one on De La Rosa. Again, one of the top prospects in the Washington Nationals system. Is Jeremy De La Rosa. 1-1 count. Here's a delivery from Owen. Swung on and lifted high in the air center field. Trailing after it is James Beard. He'll camp under and make the grab for out number three here in the fifth. Fred Nats still with zeros in the run column all around as we'll head to the bottom of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 5-0 over the Fred Nats here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals, 6'2", 225-pound righty from Chitre, Panama. Pedro Gonzalez will now take the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the bottom of the fifth. Delivers the first pitch into Wes Kath. Inside off the plate, 1-0 now the count. Working quickly, here's a delivery. Another fastball inside. We'll move to 2-0 now on Wes Kath, who produced a 2-RBI single back in the first. He flew out in the third. He swings at the 2-0 and misses from Gonzalez. Now 2-1. Gonzalez, the righty, a returning arm from 2021 for the Fred Nats. One of the more reliable arms out of the bullpen for Jake Lowry and the Nationals. Fastball inside, now 3-1. Three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup. He appeared last on the 13th of April. 3-1 swung on and fouled back. We'll have to do it again at 3-2. Gonzalez, in two appearances this year, two innings and two and a third innings. In each appearance, three hits, one run, only one strikeout. He did allow a home run last time out as well. 3-2 is swung and fouled down the line. Over by the third base dugout, Guillermo Quiroz will make the play. We'll have to do the full count again on Wes Kath. Colby Spelly, Misael Gonzalez also due up. Wes Kath swings at the 3-2 and misses. It's a foul tip into the glove of Diaz. And Wes Kath is down on a foul tip strikeout. Four out number one here in the bottom of the fifth. Now Colby Smelly, catcher, will dig in for Kannapolis. Colby Smelly 0 for 2 tonight. Grounded out in the first. Struck out looking. Back in the fourth. First pitch is a fastball low and outside. 1-0 the count. Colby Smelly, Tuscaloosa, Alabama native. Takes the 1-0 off. Speed pitch low and in the dirt. 2-0 now the count. Straightaway defensive setup. Here's a 2-0 from Gonzalez. Fastball upstairs on Smelly. Will now go 3-0. Tried to give Colby Smelly the high stinky cheddar, but it didn't quite work. Sorry for any extra cheese jokes tonight. 3-0 is outside, ball four. Colby Smelly takes a free pass over to first base. It's the first time he's reached base tonight. And now Misael Gonzalez will dig in. So far tonight, the only Kannapolis Cannonballer that has not reached base. He's 0 for 2 tonight, a strikeout and a ground out. Tearing the cover off the ball as of late, batting 370 on the year with 7 RBIs. Is Misael Gonzalez. Everett Hazelwood, the righty, still warming up out in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, former Kansas Jayhawk. As Gonzalez digs in the righty batter's box, wiggles the bat out in front of him and swings the first pitch and grounds it over to third base, where it takes a funny hop and bounces up on Infante. It'll go down, though, as an error on the play. So Infante will be credited with an error, allowing Misael Gonzalez to reach base. And now everybody in the Kannapolis lineup has reached base at some point tonight. Colby Smelly makes it up to second, and Misael Gonzalez is now at first. So two on and one out for Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez singled in the fourth, struck out swinging in the second. First pitch to the plate from Pedro Gonzalez. Fastball just outside, 1-0 the count. Gonzalez is actually enjoying pitching against righties more as a righty. 1-0 outside, 2-0 the count. Against lefties, lefties are batting 400 against him entering today. Against righties, 286 for Pedro Gonzalez. Relieving Caceres, the starter for the Fred Nats tonight, 2-0. Fastball low, now 3-0 the count on Wilbur Sanchez, as we're actually able to close the book on Caceres, starter for the Fredericksburg Nationals tonight. 4 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs all earned. 2 walks, 7 strikeouts as the ERA jumps up to 7. Now for Brian Caceres. 3-0 fastball down the middle for strike one on Wilbur Sanchez. 9-hole man Terrell Tatum awaits on deck. 3-1 count, 1 out, 2 on. Here's a delivery from Gonzalez. It swung on in a get-me-over style swing. And one of those last-ditch effort kind of swings from Wilbur Sanchez. Grounded down the line at first base. We now have a full count offering on the way. Bullpen empty for Fredericksburg. Hazelwood the only arm out there for Kannapolis. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung and lifted high and foul. Another full count delivery on the way for Wilbur Sanchez. Oh, 3-2 count. 1 out. Bottom 5. Ballers lead 5-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. 3-2 on the way. Fastball inside and out. Ball 4. He walked him. Now bases are chucked full of ballers as Coley Smelly walks. Misael Gonzalez reaches on an error. Wilbur Sanchez walks now, and Terrell Tatum, the 9-hole man, will dig in. Singled back in the 4th, also scored on the Colson Montgomery bases clearing double. Struck out swinging in the 2nd. Memphis, Tennessee native. First pitch on the way. Fastball outside. 1-0 now the count on Tatum. Now time is called, and looks like Diaz is going to go have a chat with his arm, Pedro Gonzalez. Fred Nats out of the Washington Nationals organization have had absolutely zero roster moves all year. Kannapolis Cannonballers have already had some roster moves. Actually had one today, promoting Jordan Michael up to High A Winston-Salem. Congrats to Mr. Michael Jordan, Jordan Michael, one of the fan favorites around here in K-Town. So now the home plate umpire is going to have to break up the meeting between Gonzalez, Geraldy Diaz, and pitching coach Joel Hanrahan, who stepped back out there to have a chat. Bases loaded and 1 out. Big spot here for Kannapolis, looking to extend the lead even further. It's already 5-0. Given Noah Owen plenty of run support tonight. Owen able to get through 5 innings. Looks like it might be the end of the night for him, though, as Everett Hazelwood starting to warm up at a brisker pace down the line. 1-0 fastball right down Broadway. 1-1 now the count on Terrell Tatum. Now a lefty starts to get loose out of the pen for Fredericksburg. Looks like it's Brian Pena. Tatum lifts it high in the air left field. Trailing after it is the left fielder White. He looks up and it lands just foul. Down the left field line. Potential for a grand slam. However, it trails just foul. Hard hit fly ball by Terrell Tatum. However, it lands foul. 1-2 count, 1 out. Now on Terrell Tatum. 1-2 on the way. Swung on and lifted in the air in shallow left field. Chasing after it is T.J. White. He's going to have to hurry. He can't make the grab, though. Runners are going to advance on the play as Colby Smelly will score. And Misael Gonzalez makes it to 3rd. Wilbur Sanchez moves up. Basically, everybody just moves up a space as TJ White can't quite make the play. He'll go down as a base hit. This was a hard hit ball in the air by Terrell Tatum. It goes down as an RBI single. Colby Smelly scores on the play. Gonzalez to 3rd. Wilbur Sanchez to 2nd. Bases are loaded again for James Beard, who's walked twice tonight. A walk here would be pretty nice against Pedro Gonzalez. Now score is 6-0 in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here in the series opener, first pitch to James Beard is a fastball inside, 1-0 the count. Now on the chef. It's a high fly ball in a very shallow left field down near the left field line. T.J. White had to carry a lot of ground to try to make the play. 1-0 swinging bunt by James Beard, unable to be corralled by Pedro Gonzalez. Goes down as an infield single, and James Beard puts another run on the board for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Now 7-0 your score here in Kannapolis. Misael Gonzalez scores, Sanchez to third, Terrell Tatum to second, and James Beard with a swinging bunt infield single. So now bases are loaded again for Colson Montgomery, who had a bases-clearing RBI double back in the fourth. Ballers offense has been en fuego as of late, picking up 7 runs tonight on a very stingy Fredericksburg Nationals pitching staff. As it'll be a new arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals here after this quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers lead 7-0 here at HML's ballpark in the bottom of the fifth inning with just one out. Six-foot-one, 210-pound lefty from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, a 2017 international free agent signee. It's Brian Pena out there on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Colson Montgomery takes the first pitch for ball one from Pena. Bases are loaded with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Ballers lead big, 7-0 your score here at HMLF Ballpark at the series opener. As the 1-0 gets away from Pena, Colson Montgomery gets plunked, and it's another run to cross the plate for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Wilbur Sanchez will touch home. Terrell Tatum advances to third. James Beard to second. Colson Montgomery is plunked. Hit me, baby, just one more time. It's Colson Montgomery. It is now at first. Wilfred Veras now digs in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hit by a pitch twice and singled in the first. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it back over everyone's head. Will now do it at 0-1 at the plate with the bases still loaded and still just one out. Third different arm used by Jake Lowry and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Oh-1, big swing and miss by Wilfred Veras. Will now do it at 0-2. Pena lists Ken Griffey Jr. as his favorite player growing up. Lefty on the mound. Says he spent a lot of time playing Call of Duty during the pandemic. I think that goes for a lot of people. 0-2. Off-speed pitch in the dirt. Nice take by Wilfred Veras. We'll go 1-2 now. I think a lot of people ended up picking up the sticks during the pandemic. Video game action. I know a lot of people picked up baseball cards during the pandemic as well. I've been collecting over 10 years. It's been really fun as of late. All kinds of fun collecting cards nowadays. 1-2, big swing and a miss at the plate by Wilfred Veras. Another strikeout in the book for the Fred Nats. It's the first one of the night for Brian Pena. It's out number 2 here in the fifth inning. DJ Gladney will now dig in. It's the ninth different batter on the inning for Kannapolis here in the fifth. DJ Gladney doubled in the first. Struck out looking and had a fielder's choice last inning. Swings with the 0-1 and misses. Will now go 0-1. He asked me to call him Big Red, but he's got some neon green tape going on his ash bat. 0-1 swung on a miss, now 0-2 the count. He might have to get some red grip tape. What is it the cool kids now use nowadays? I think it's lizard skins. Not quite sure. I never played baseball. I just really enjoy talking about it. 0-2. Swung on and hit hard into right field. Trailing after it is Young. He looks up and it's off the base of the wall. Scoring on the play is Tatum. James Beard will also score. Colson Montgomery huffing and puffing. He'll score. And it's another RBI double of the bases clearing variety. This time it's from DJ Gladney. Another 3 runs on the board for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And the score is now 11-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a night of offense so far for the boys in red, white, and blue. West Cath digs in. It's his second at-bat of the inning. Strike one. West Cath struck out on a foul tip earlier in the inning. Now steps to the plate again as the ballers have batted around, put up six runs, in the fifth inning here as 0-1 is in the dirt. Nice play behind the plate by Diaz. Now 1-1 the count. West Cath, 2 RBI single in the first inning. Colson Montgomery, bases clearing RBI double in the fourth. DJ Gladney, bases clearing RBI double here in the fifth. 11-0 your score here in Kannapolis. West Cath check swings on the 1-1 and looks a little silly at the plate, but it's all good. 1-2 the count now on West Cath. Yeah, you may look a little silly on the check swing, but it's okay. West Cath has put together more runs in a single at-bat than the Fred Nats have been able to put it together here through 4 2/3. 1-2, big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. West Cath strikes out for the second time in the inning for out number 3 here in the fifth. The ballers put up 6 runs on just a few hits as ballers now lead 11-0 here at HUM Health Ballpark. We'll head to the top of the sixth here in Kannapolis. Ballers, Fred Nats, 11-0 in favor of the good guys here in the series opener on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
New arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the sixth inning as Brady House will dig in for his third at-bat of the night. He's 0-for-2 with a pop-out and a ground-out. House has only taken about two pitches all night as he doubles his count now. Everett Hazelwood delivers the second pitch of the at-bat for ball two, 91 miles an hour. Everett Hazelwood, second arm used tonight, 6'2", 210-pound, 22-year-old from Mission Viejo, California, former Kansas Jayhawk. 2-0, swung on and missed by Brady House. Now 2-1 the count. On the 6'4 shortstop, number two prospect in the Nationals organization. Brady House, apparently a big fish guy. All kinds of fun out on the lake, I'm sure. 2-1 is in the dirt now, 3-1 the count. Man, I haven't gone fishing in so long. I need to change that. I think Brady House inspired me. Now I need to go fishing again. I've been doing the disc golf thing quite a bit lately. Everett Hazelwood doing the strikeout thing a lot lately. 3-1, and this is on Brady House. Takes a free pass to lead off the top of the sixth inning. Now Brendan Bossier, the first baseman, will dig in for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the sixth as the Ballers lead 11-0 here over the Fred Nats. Decent lead at first for Brady House as Everett Hazelwood fires the first pitch in and hits the better half of the strike zone. 0-1 out of the count. Bossier singled in the second, struck out, swinging back in the fourth. Everett Hazelwood on the mound. Second different arm used by Guillermo Quiros and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-1 fastball outside, 1-1 now the count. Third appearance of the year for Mr. Hazelwood. He asked me to call him Woody. So Woody, third appearance of the year, four innings, one hit, one run, none of them earned. Five strikeouts, three walks. Opponents are batting just 077 against Everett Hazelwood. 1-2, swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again, add 1-2. Everett Hazelwood loves pitching against lefties. Bossier, the lefty at the plate. Zero batting average, zero walks, three strikeouts. So Woody will deliver the 1-2, and it's swung on and lifted high, and foul hits the roof here in the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have to do the 1-2 again. Sun's starting to fall here at Atrium Health Ballpark in beautiful Kannapolis, North Carolina. Shifting to a night game quickly. 1-2 in the dirt. Nice pick by Colby Smelly, but Brady House is able to get a good jump on it and will take second base on a wild pitch from Everett Hazelwood. So now a runner in scoring position with nobody out for Brandon Bossier. Two-two count, nobody out. Everett Hazelwood. Fastball, slider, changeup. At the plate. Colby Smelly can't find the ball, but it doesn't matter. Home plate umpire Charlie Welling calls him out at the plate. So Bossier is down on strikes. So technically, Everett Hazelwood, he struck him out. Brandon Bossier down swinging for the second time tonight. Four out number one here in the sixth. Brady House will have to retreat back to second. He did advance on the play. However, he retreats to second, and Andre Arias, the DH, digs in 0-for-2 tonight with a fly out and a ground out. Everett Hazelwood has pulled up the pants to show off the red socks. Goes well with the all-white fit and the all-blue caps tonight. First pitch inside, 1-0 the count now on Andre Arias. Sammy Infante, the third baseman, awaits on deck. 1-0 on the way. Fastball catches the lower part of the zone. Nice pitch from Woody. will go now 1-1. Everett Hazelwood, former Kansas Jayhawk. I'm sure he loved how March Madness ended up. Kansas Jayhawks taking the title this year over the North Carolina Tar Heels. 1-1, catches the better half of the zone. 1-2 now the count on Arias. Of course, the Tar Heels not too far from here, about 2 hours up the road. One, two count, one out on Arias. Everett Hazelwood on the mound. We'll kick with the left hand, throw with the right. Off speed, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Nice pitch. Everett Hazelwood picks up strikeout number 2 on the evening. So despite the runner on second, he's not fazed. And Sammy Infante will now dig in for Fredericksburg. He is 0-for-1 night, reached on an error in the fourth. Off the glove of Colson Montgomery. Hazelwood delivers the first pitch. It's swung on and grounded foul down the third baseline. Hits the facing of the dugout over the third base side of the Fredericksburg Nationals occupy. We'll do it at 0-1. Hazelwood delivers the 0-1. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Infante. Infante looked like he tripped over a dog in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. when you gotta get to get that cup of water. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, you need a cup of water, you need late night snack. Your dog is just sitting there. Your dog doesn't even know technically his time is called to the plate. Your dog doesn't even know that you can make mistakes. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you need a snack, your dog doesn't think that you accidentally tripped over him. For all the dog knows, you just woke up to kick him in the head. Although it was an accident. That wasn't an accident, though, from Everett Hazelwood as he delivers the 0-2, and it's cut on the miss. He struck him out. So despite the leadoff walk, Everett Hazelwood picks up 3 strikeouts here in the sixth inning as we'll head to the bottom of the sixth here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 11-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark at the Ballers Baseball Network. Colby Smelly back out there for another at-bat against Brian Pena. Arm back out there on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitches inside, 1-0 now on Smelly. 11-0 your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Kannapolis jumped out to a big lead here in the series opener. 1-0 is scorched down the line at third base. Lance Faldo as a couple of the Fredericksburg Nationals had to hop off the top step of the dugout. Now move to a 1-1 count on Colby Smelly. Walked in the fifth, struck out looking, grounded out in the first. 2-1 now to count on Smelly. Tuscaloosa, Alabama native. Product of Shelton State Community College. Misael Gonzalez and Wilbur Sanchez await on deck. 2-1 is inside on Colby Smelly. Hits the facing behind home plate and bounces up where it can be played by Geraldi Diaz. Now count goes 3-1. 3-1 count, nobody outs. Pena on the mound, delivers the 3-1. It's a fastball well inside. Ball four on the way for Colby Smelly. It's his second walk of the night. Now Misael Gonzalez digs in, reached on an error in the fifth. Otherwise, grounded out and struck out swinging. Pena, the third different arm used by the Fredericksburg Nationals tonight. Starter Caceres only lasted about four innings. Pedro Gonzalez, just a third of an inning. Gave up five runs, two of those earned, as Gonzalez lifts the first pitch high and foul down the right field line. It bounces all the way over to our box office, home of all our wonderful ticket reps, Dana Shaw, Walker Brook, Cashlyn Copley, Patrick Hicks, all of our wonderful ticketing people. 0-1 is grooved into left field through the hole for a base hit. Everybody moves up a station. Colby Smelly to second as Misael Gonzalez has his first hit of the night. Wilbur Sanchez will now dig in. He singled in the fourth, walked in the fifth. Sanchez has had a better night at the plate tonight than most all of his other nights. Sanchez still struggling to find his groove at the plate. Sanchez from Caracas, Venezuela. First pitch off speed from Pena. Catches the upper and away part of the zone for strike one on Wilbur Sanchez. Oh, one to the plate. Nobody out. Two runners on for the thing here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sanchez takes the 85-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch from Pena inside. Now 1-1 the count. Activity-free bullpens on both sides. Pena on the mound for the Fred Nats. Everett Hazelwood, the arm currently in the ballgame for Kannapolis. 1-1, big swing and a miss at the plate by Sanchez. Will now go 1-2. Beautiful night here in Kannapolis. Again, a little chilly. That's what a jacket's for. I don't know. I'm from Florida. We don't use jackets very much. However, I'm learning quickly that you need them a little more up here in North Carolina. 1-2, swung and lifted, foul. We'll do it again at 1-2. I say this like I just moved up from Florida. I've been in North Carolina since I was about 10 years old. However, I still call myself a partial Floridian. Grew up down in Tampa. Love it down there. Beautiful city for sports. 1-2 swung and missed by Wilbur Sanchez for out number one here in the sixth inning. It's his second strikeout of the night. First out of the night for Brian Pena. His third strikeout of the night, I should say. It's now Terrell Tatum, the nine-hole man, will dig in. Time called, and Geraldi Diaz, catcher, will go have a chat with Pena. Terrell Tatum making his Atrium Health ballpark debut. Actually got to talk to him a little bit today during BP. Talked to him a little bit about NC State, about being a local guy. He is from Memphis, Tennessee. However, I still call him a local guy, as NC State not too far up the road, probably about 2 hours from Atrium Health ballpark. Beautiful campus up there. North Carolina State University. Always fun to go up and get some food on Hillsborough Street. Maybe catch a Carolina Hurricanes game here and there. Go see them lose to my beloved Tampa Bay Lightning, of course. First pitch outside, but it catches enough of the zone for 0-1 now the count on Terrell Tatum. Runner on second is Colby Smelly. Runner at first is Misael Gonzalez. As Tatum cuts on the 0-1 and misses. Put every ounce of effort he could into that swing, but he goes now 0-2 on Terrell Tatum. Fred Nats trail 11-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis has been able to jump out to a massive lead here in the series opener. This bodes well for the rest of the series, I'd say. Two very highly talented teams. As Tatum lopes that one into center field, it'll drop in front of the center fielder, De La Rosa. Everyone's just going to move up a station. No runs on the play. Smelly will advance to third. Gonzalez the second. Terrell Tatum has a three-hit night already. Three singles on the evening for Terrell Tatum. Back to the top of the order in James Beard. Now for Kannapolis. James Beard, the chef, he's been cooking up all kinds of fun on the base paths tonight. Two walks and a single. Two stolen bases back in the third as well. James Beard, really a guy that he spent all of last year here in Kannapolis. Probably didn't have the year he wanted as takes the first pitch off speed and in the plate. 0-1 now the count. Beard probably didn't have the year he wanted last year. His comeback this year. Made a couple of adjustments to his swing. He looks a lot more comfortable at the plate. He's still as fast as ever as well. 0-1 fastball upstairs. 1-1 now the count on the chef, James Beard. He's still fast as ever, but a couple of adjustments to the swing. Beard right now batting .276, also leading the team with 9 stolen bases. 1-1 count, one out. Here's a delivery from Pena. 87-mile-an-hour pitch just off the plate on, it looks like a cutter. Pena's got a four-seam fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. 2-1. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Beard. We'll now go 2-2. Heavy swing by James Beard. Had one intention with that one. It was put in the left field berm. It was all kinds of kids running around having a great night. Braving the cold temperatures. Enjoying $2 Tuesday. All kinds of cheap eats at the ballpark tonight. Beard lifts a 2-2 foul. We'll do it again at 2-2. Great night to be out at the ballpark, and you can have dinner for pretty cheap as well. $2 hot dogs, $2 soda, $2 popcorn, peanuts, pretzels, cotton candy, Cracker Jacks. All kinds of tasty eats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 off speed pitches up and away. Now 3-2 full on Beard. And our concession crew here at the ballpark, all kinds of quality eats. Got to taste test a couple of delicacies around the ballpark this year. Still haven't had the soft serve, I should say. Those new collectible mini helmets. Because now time is called. It looks like we have for the first time all year, folks, looks like it's a pitch clock violation. Automatic ball called on James Beard, so it's a pitch clock violation for the first time all year. Again, this is the first game where the pitch clock is being strictly enforced. So Brian Pena violates the pitch clock. Colby Smelly will score. Misael Gonzalez to third. Terrell Tatum to second. James Beard makes it his third walk of the evening. Colson Montgomery digs in, takes the first pitch for strike one at the plate. That's the first time we've seen that all year here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, the first week of action here at the park was a bit of a test run. They gave us a grace period on the pitch clock. As right field chasing after it is Young. He'll run after to make the grab. The runners will advance on the play. Misael Gonzalez will score on the play. That's now two runs this inning. And the Ballers now lead 13-0 as Colson Montgomery lifts a sacrifice fly into right field for out number two in the inning. James Beard still at first, and Terrell Tatum is at third. Runners on the corners and two outs for Wilfred Veras. Pena just narrowly makes it in time for the pitch clock. Offers the first pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back by Varas. We'll do it again at 0-1. Varas single in the first, hit by a pitch twice. Also struck out swinging in the fifth. Pena with runners on the corners. Canapolis leading 13-0. 0-1 fastball catches enough of the zone. Now 0-2 the count on Varas. Couple other games going on in the Carolina League. Mudcats, Hillcats. Carolina leading 3-0 over Lynchburg. Out at Five County Stadium as Varas swings on the 0-2 and fouls it down the line into the right field terrace. Heads up down there. A couple of youngsters making the play. Salem leading over Charleston, 1-0 in top of the fourth. Delmarva jumping out to a 7-0 lead over Myrtle Beach in the bottom of the second. Big time lead for the Shorebirds out of the Baltimore Orioles organization. 0-2, fastball inside on Varas, 1-2 now the count. Columbia leading 3-1 over Down East in the top of the third down at Seeger Park. Seeger Stadium is Fayetteville, which actually the Woodpeckers are not even at home. They're on the road down in Augusta, leading 4-0 over the Green Jackets. 1-2 count, two outs, here's a delivery. Off-speed pitch away now, 2-2 the count on Varas. 2-2 count, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning, Canapolis leading big 13-0. Runners are on the corners. 2-2, it's away from the catcher in Geraldi Diaz. We'll go down as a passed ball on Geraldi Diaz, allowing James Beard to make it to second. It was Terrell Tatum, the runner at third, decided to just stay put. So now runners in scoring position all around. 3-2 count, two outs. Here's a delivery to Wilfred Varas. Fastball inside and hits him again. It's a wild pitch, allowing Terrell Tatum to score. It's a wild pitch, hit by pitch. So Varas makes it to first base. James Beard is at third. Now time is called and Jake Lowry is going to come out, and looks like that's the end of the night for Brian Pena. Looks like it's just a walk in the book on Wilfred Varas. They're going to say it did not hit him. So James Beard is at third. Terrell Tatum is the runner that just scored on the play. Score is now 14-0 in favor of the good guys here at Atrium Health Ballpark. New arm on the mound for Fredericksburg. We'll get you all the details here in just a second on the Ballers Baseball Network. 6'4", 220-pound righty from Dallas, Texas, a 19th round selection in 2021 by the Washington Nationals. It's Riggs Threadgill, the new arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Delivers the first pitch to DJ Gladney. It is in there, called strike one. Riggs Threadgill makes his appearance here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's the fourth different arm used by Jake Lowry and the Fred Nats here in this one. 0-1 is lifted high and foul. We'll do it again at 0-2 on DJ Gladney. He's been all over the score sheet tonight. Three RBI double in the fifth, had a double in the first. He swings to the 0-2 and fouls it over down the right field line or the right field terrace. Actually lands in said right field terrace. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Riggs Threadgill, Fredericksburg, Texas native. Started as Collegiate Clennon Community College in Texas. 0-2. DJ Gladney is down looking at strike three. Yes, that left me speechless a little bit. Nice pitch by Riggs Threadgill. As DJ Gladney is down looking at strike three. Four out number three here in the sixth. We'll head to the top of the seventh here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 14-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Geraldi Diaz, T.J. White, and Viandel Pena do up as the Kannapolis Cannonballers leading 14-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the series opener, first of six here in beautiful Kannapolis. First pitch is in there, called strike one from Everett Hazelwood. 0-1 on the way. Fastball just low, 1-1 now the count. T.J. White and Viandel Pena do up here in the seventh for the Fred Nats. Out of the Washington Nationals organization, 1-1 is hit back to us. Up here in the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. Over my head, though. No real chance to catch that one. My window is open here in the broadcast booth. So if a ball does come my way, it really is on me to make the play. I can do it, though. I have some confidence. 1-2 is out in and out of the glove of Colby Smelly. We'll have to do it again at 2-2 on Geraldi Diaz. Singled in the second and flew out back in the fourth. Did Diaz. Everett Hazelwood back out there for another inning of action. 2-2 is grounded over to first base. DJ Gladney makes an underhanded flip for the covering. Everett Hazelwood gets a 3-1 put out. Four out number one here in the seventh. Nice play by DJ Gladney. Now T.J. White, the left fielder, digs in. 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a strikeout. On the evening, Spartanburg, South Carolina native. Heralded for his big-time power. They say it's like tower power from T.J. White. First pitch is in the zone for strike one on T.J. White. Everett Hazelwood delivers the 0-1. Swung on and lifted high and foul over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it again at 0-2. Viondo Pena on deck. 0-2 on the way from Hazelwood. Now at 1-2 on T.J. White. Nobody warming up down the line for Fredericksburg. Of course, Kannapolis so far, no reason really to warm anybody up. As Everett Hazelwood, one walk, yes, but he struck out the side as well. 1-2, grounded over to D.J. Gladney again. Basically a carbon copy of out number one here in the inning. It's out number two on another 3-1 putout. This time of T.J. White, now Viondo Pena. Second baseman digs in. He's 0-2 tonight with two strikeouts. Viondo Pena, 5'8", 148 pounds from Azua, Dominican Republic. 2017 international free agent signee by the Washington Nationals. Swings the first pitch and misses. Nice pitch by Everett Hazelwood. We'll do it now at 0-1. 1 2/3 on the night for Woody. Three strikeouts on the night. 0-1, nice pitch by Everett. 91-mile-an-hour fastball is on the outside part of the plate. 0-2 now the count. Wasting no time on the mound is Everett. He'll kick with the left and throw with the white. Black glove on the left arm. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Nice pitch. Everett Hazelwood picks out strikeout number 4 on the evening. Great outing for Everett Hazelwood here in this one. Headed to the bottom of the seventh here in Kannapolis, but first, we're stretching here at HML Ballpark. Ballers lead 14-0 over the Fred Nats here on the Ballers Baseball Network. West Cath will dig into the lead off the bottom of the seventh inning here in Kannapolis as the Cannonballers lead 14-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. West Cath swings and misses at strike one from Riggs Threadgill. 0-1 now the count on the number 6 prospect in the White Sox organization as the 0-1 is looped into center field. That'll roll all the way to Jeremy De La Rosa for a leadoff single here in the seventh. West Cath picks up his second hit of the night. And now Colby Smelly will dig in with one on and nobody out. Colby Smelly going no batting gloves at the plate. He had been going batting gloves, however, going old school now. First pitch from Riggs Threadgill is well outside. And that's probably the easiest wild pitch call that our official scorer, Jimmy Lewis, will have to make all year, as it was clearly outside and not able to be corralled by Geraldi Diaz. I didn't even have to look over for the call. Over to our official score. I mean, it wasn't even close. Nonetheless, runner on second is West Cath. Is now Smelly with a runner in scoring position. 1-0 on the way. Swung on and foul tipped back off the bat of Colby Smelly. Looked like it hit the chest protector of Geraldi Diaz. Looks like Chedwards, Christian Edwards, is warming up out in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Would be the third different arm used by Guillermo Quiros and the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. As Everett Hazelwood, what a night for that young man out of the bullpen. Time called by our home plate umpire, Charlie Welling. Not quite sure if it was a situation of time called. 2-1 the count. It looks like it was a pitch clock violation, actually. So a ball is added. Count is 2-1. Now 2-2. The count on Colby Smelly. So it was a pitch clock violation on that previous pitch. Adding another ball to the count of Colby Smelly. Decent lead at second for West Cath. Here's a delivery from Riggs Threadgill. Fastball just misses outside. Count now runs full, 3-2 on Smelly. Right fielder Misael Gonzalez awaits on deck. Ballers lead big here on a beautiful Tuesday night. 14-0 your score. 3-2 fastball. That misses outside. Ball four. Colby Smelly picks up walk number 3 on the night. Misael Gonzalez will now dig in with 2 on and still nobody out here in the 7th. As now looks like time is called. Looks like they're going to exchange some words here. Will the home plate umpire... As now looks like the... Home plate umpire and the infield umpire, Welling and Jalen Goodman, have gotten together. And it looks like they're going to call Colby Smelly back to the plate. Not quite sure what the issue is here with the umpires. It's probably something to do with the pitch clock. However, obviously I don't have a way to tell you exactly. I don't have a radio down to the field. That would be nice though. Smelly swings at the 3-2 and grounds it through the hole in the infield into left field for a base hit. Colby Smelly gets a base hit on the play. So instead of taking a walk via the pitch clock, Colby Smelly gets to take a single as West Cath advances to second and now third on the play. So now runners on the corners and nobody out. Misael Gonzalez will dig in. As it looks like it was a mistake on the pitch clock call from home plate umpiring Charlie Welling. Or Tuttle is in constant communication with our umpire crew. First pitch is outside, ball one to Misael Gonzalez. I'll have to talk to Chris after the game and see what happened. 1-1, big swing and a miss by Gonzalez. 1-1 now the count. Nonetheless, West Cath at third, Colby Smelly at first. Rather than a walk, Smelly now gets to extend his hit streak. 1-1 on the way from Threadgill. Big swing and a miss by Gonzalez. Now 1-2 the count. Colby Smelly now with a 6-game hit streak. He entered today with a 5-game hit streak that was active. However, currently now has boosted it up to 6. 1-2 count, nobody out. Here's a delivery. Another fastball from Riggs Threadgill. It's inside now, 2-2 the count on Misael Gonzalez. Riggs Threadgill lists his favorite player growing up as Mariano Rivera. Says his secret talent is grilling. 2-2 grills Misael Gonzalez with an off-speed pitch for out number one. As Gonzalez is down looking at strike three for out number one. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, now Wilber Sanchez, second baseman, will dig in for Kannapolis. Wilber Sanchez struck out in the second as that pitch is well up and in on Sanchez, almost plunks him right in the head. That wouldn't have been good. 1-0 now the count. On the way from Riggs Threadgill to Wilber Sanchez. It's cut on and corkscrewed foul behind home plate. We'll do it now at 1-1, even on the count. One from Threadgill, fastball outside. 2-1 now the count on Wilber Sanchez. Straightaway defensive setup for Fredericksburg. Riggs Threadgill delivers a 2-1. Misael as Wilber Sanchez swings on it and pops it foul behind home plate, but making the grab is Geraldi Diaz for out number two. Sanchez pops out in foul territory to Geraldi Diaz, the catcher. Now Terrell Tatum steps to the plate. He's got a 3-for-4 night with three singles. A couple RBIs mixed in there as well. One on the night. The night from Terrell Tatum. Runners on the corners, two out. Riggs Threadgill on the mound delivers the first pitch of the at-bat to Tatum. Strike one on the fastball. Nice pitch from Riggs Threadgill. Again, a 19th round selection in 2021 by the Washington Nationals. 0-1 fastball inside. Now 1-1 goes even on Terrell Tatum. Top of the order, and James Beard is due up. Runner on third is West Kath. Colby Smelly at first. Here's a delivery to Tatum. 1-1 is outside. 2-1 now the count on Terrell Tatum. Cannonballer Faithfill still holding out strong here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Despite the chilly temperatures, it's been easy to be a Ballers fan tonight. 14-0 your score. 2-1, two outs. Here's a delivery. Fastball is just low. We'll go now to 3-1. On Terrell Tatum. Here's a delivery. Fastball inside, ball four. He walks him. Terrell Tatum reaches base for the fourth time tonight. And now bases are chucked full of cannonballers. Tatum gets the walk here in this inning. So two singles and a walk. Have the bases loaded, and James Beard, the leadoff man, digs in. He's 1-for-2 tonight with two RBIs and three walks. As a whole, the Cannonballers have walked a total of eight times tonight. However, a bunch of those have come with bases loaded situations and situations where it's two on. Joel Hanrahan out there to talk with Riggs Threadgill. Bases are loaded. West Kath at third. Colby Smelly at second. Tatum is at first. James Beard with three walks, a single. Actually, one of those walks back in the sixth inning came via the pitch clock. Got our first pitch clock violation of the year here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch from Riggs Threadgill to James Beard is inside, 1-0 the count. Beard with a multi-hit game this year, only one. Last time out for him, 1-for-4, the double and 2 strikeouts. Tonight, a much more successful night of the plate as he cuts and misses at that pitch. Now 1-1. Another arm warming now for Fredericksburg out in the bullpen. Looks like a tall righty starting to get loose. So there's a tall righty on the mound right now. Riggs Threadgill delivers an off-speed pitch right down the middle. 1-2 now the count on James Beard. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Here's the 1-2 offering from Threadgill. Lifted high and foul by James Beard again. James Beard hitting better against righties this year, batting .273 with an RBI. He's got 2 RBIs tonight. Boosts his total now to 3 on the year. He's also 9-for-10 on the year in stolen bases. 1-2 well up and in on James Beard. Almost hits him. Now 2-2 count will be on the way. Heads up, young fella down there. James Beard, not the tallest of guys. He is 5'10". However, almost gets hit with that pitch. James Beard hits that one high and deep into center field. Going back is De La Rosa. He's going to make the catch on the run in left center. What a grab by Jeremy De La Rosa. As James Beard with a loud fly out to center field. De La Rosa makes the grab for out number 3. So Kannapolis is able to get the bases loaded but can't put any runs on the board. Head to the top of the 8th here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 14-0 over the Fred Nats on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the 8th inning. It's Christian Edwards. Chedwards, as he's requested to be nicknamed, as Jacob Young will dig in and lead off the top of the 8th. Fred Nats trail the Kannapolis Cannonballers by a score of 14-0 here at the top of the 8th at Atrium Health Ballpark. Christian Edwards makes his appearance here in this series, his first appearance in the homestand, 1-0 fastball inside, now 2-0 the count on Jacob Young. Leadoff batter for Fredericksburg. 0-for-2 tonight with a walk back in the 5th. It's Christian Edwards, makes his second appearance of the year. Went an inning and a third against Fayetteville back on the 10th. No hits, no runs, one walk, no strikeouts as he fires that fastball in. 2-1 now the count. 3-1 the count, excuse me, on Jacob Young. 3-1 offering is outside the zone for ball four. Clock violation allowing Jacob Young to get a free ball on the count. He takes a free pass for a one-out walk. Another pitch clock violation. Christian Edwards now has a leadoff walk issued, and Jeremy De La Rosa, center fielder, will dig in for the Fred Nats. First pitch is cut on and fouled back. Hits the protective netting behind home plate. We'll do it again at 0-1. On De La Rosa. Decent lead at first for Jacob Young. 0-1 fastball. Can't be corralled by Colby Smelly. Now 1-1 the count. On Jeremy De La Rosa. 0-3 tonight with a strikeout in the third. Annapolis Cannonballers have been able to keep top three in the lineup for Fredericksburg basically off the base paths all night. The pitch is inside, 2-1 now the count. De La Rosa 0-3. Jacob Young 0-2 with two walks. Brady House 0-2 with a walk. Walks have been really the only issue for Annapolis tonight. And that top of the order is De La Rosa. Puts a charge in the 2-1. It's lifted high in the air and it's gone. Jeremy De La Rosa with a two-run shot. And the Fred Nats now have got on the board with a two-run shot from Jeremy De La Rosa. Jacob Young scores. De La Rosa with a two-run shot. Now 14-2, your score at Atrium Health Ballpark. 396 feet off the bat of Jeremy De La Rosa. 107 on the exit velocity. As for Jeremy De La Rosa, it's another home run in the books for one of the top prospects in the third home run of the year. Now Brady House, number two prospect in the national system, will step in. Here's a delivery from Edwards. Off-speed pitch and low. Now 1-0 the count. De La Rosa with a hard hit homer out into the right field bar area. It's relatively quiet out there. 1-0, fastball outside, 1-1 now the count. Relatively quiet over there, however, fans starting to make their way a little closer to the seating bowl. Catch some of the action here late in the ball game. 1-1 lifted high and foul. Now 1-2 the count on Brady House. 0-2 tonight with a walk back in the sixth. Again, number two prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. 11th overall pick in the draft in 2021. Out of Winder, Georgia. 1-2 fastball outside. 2-2 now the count on Brady House. Just 18 years of age. Again, first round pick. Says his favorite snack food is cashews. Interesting. That's all I'll say on that. 2-2. Christian Edwards lights him up. Got him looking at the plate. Nice pitch by Christian Edwards. Four out, number one. Here in the top of the eighth, Brady House is 0-3 now with a walk. Now Brendan Bossier, the first baseman, will dig in. He is 1-3 tonight, had a single as well as two swinging strikeouts. Ballers pitching staff tonight. Noah Owen, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Everett Hazelwood, what a night for that young man. 2 innings, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. First pitch from Edwards to Bossier is 1-0 the count on Bossier. Christian Edwards, the arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the eighth. where Kannapolis leads 14-2. Pitches inside, 2-0 now on the first baseman, Bossier. Attended Woodcrest Christian High School in Riverside, Georgia. Says his favorite food is Chinese food. Chinese food is pretty good. 2-0. Fastball catches the inside part of the plate. Nice pitch by Christian Edwards. We'll go 2-1. Another avid fisher. Bossier and Brady House, both big fishing guys. 2-1 on the way from Edwards. Swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again. Now at 2-2. Christian Edwards fighting to get through some of this order. Straight away defensive setup. 2-2 count. One out here in the top of the eighth. Christian Edwards, what you got, my friend? Fastball just low. We'll do it now full at 3-2. At the plate on Brandon Bossier. Andre Arias awaits on deck to DH. Christian Edwards, Jacksonville State product, 11th round pick in 2020. Bossier swings on that one and lifts it high and foul. We'll do it again at 3-2. Fastball slider splitter for Christian Edwards. Says his favorite baseball influence growing up was Aroldis Chapman. Fun fact actually about Christian Edwards. In high school, he only pitched 6 innings. Other than that, he was a position player. Full count offering is outside. Ball 4. Bossier takes a free pass. Reaches base for the second time tonight. In 0 for 3 on the night. Flew out in the second. Grounded out in the fourth and struck out in the sixth. Been a great ball game so far for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. All kinds of production across the lineup. Everybody in the lineup has a base hit. Almost everyone has a walk, at least. Fastball inside from Edwards. Now 1-0 the count on Andre Arias. Couple of runs scored. Basically, everyone's crossed the plate tonight in the Kannapolis lineup except for Wes Caff. He's the only one in the Ballers lineup without a run. 1-0 catches the zone. Now 1-1 the count on Andre Arias. It's okay, though, even if you're Wes Caff and you haven't scored a run. He does put 2 RBIs on the board back in the first inning to get the scoring started for Kannapolis here in this one. 1-1. Fastball up and away from Edwards. 2-1 now the count. As Chedwards is having a little difficulty finding some of the strike zone. Threw the runner on and one out. Shiny cleats. Looks like they're Adidas. Edwards delivers a 2-1 fastball. It's inside on the hands of Arias. We'll do it again at 3-1. Looks like some shiny Adidas cleats on the mound. I know Addison Coffey was rocking some shiny Adidas cleats today as well. Looked like a bunch of playing cards. 3-1 fastball outside on Arias. Ball 4. Another walk in the book for Christian Edwards as Arias takes first base. Bossier, who also walked, will advance to second. Now time called, and John Eli, pitching coach, will go out and chat with his young arm in Christian Edwards. Patented spread stance, and he'll talk with Christian Edwards. He's trying to talk some strategy with Edwards and Colby Smelly. Relatively quick mound visit. Runner on second is Bossier. Andre Arias is at first. Both reached via the walk. Earlier in the frame, Jacob Young walked. Jeremy De La Rosa then blasted a 2-run shot to right field. Brady House strikes out looking, then 2 walks. So 3 walks. Now he's got Sammy Infante. at the plate to deal with. Here's the first pitch. Fastball catches up and in on the zone. Now 0-1 the count on Sammy Infante. Straightaway defensive setup. Clock is just fine if you're Christian Edwards. 0-1 on the way. Another fastball just misses low. At the plate, now 1-1 the count. Looks like another arm is warming for Kannapolis out of the bullpen. Looks like it's Tyson Messer. Out. Tossing some warm-up pitches in the bullpen. 1-1. Fastball is inside. Now 2-1 on Infante as Christian Edwards struggling to find the strike zone tonight. Just doesn't seem to have his best stuff. That happens sometimes. These pitchers, you know, sometimes you have off nights. You can't find the strike zone. It's certainly a part of pitching. 2-1. Swung on and grounded over to shortstop. Montgomery makes the play, fires it over to second in time for out number one. Over Sanchez will just pocket the glove with the baseball. There'll be runners on the corners, so Sammy Infante reaches on a fielder's choice. It's a 6-4 putout for out number two here in the inning, but runners are on the corners, and Geraldy Diaz, the catcher, digs in, but not before Guillermo Quiroz comes out. Looks like that's the end of the night for Christian Edwards. Looks like Tyson Messer is going to enter this ballgame. We'll go ahead and get you all the details on Mr. Messer here in just a second on the Ballers Baseball Network. Quick break here in Kannapolis. Six-foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old, ninth-round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox, product of Lillington, North Carolina, also a former Campbell Fighting Camel. It's Tyson Messer out on the mound, out of the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Fourth different arm used by Guillermo Quiroz tonight. 1-0 now, 1-1 the count on Geraldy Diaz, who has runners on the corners and two outs here at the top of the eighth inning. Kannapolis leading big 14-2. Here in the series opener, beautiful night for baseball. 1-1 on the way from Messer, off-speed pitch, catches the lower part of the zone. Now 1-2 on Diaz. Tyson Messer, two-pitch mix. He's only got a fastball and a slider. That's all Tyson Messer needs. We're getting messy here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Former Campbell Fighting Camel delivers a 1-2, and it's in the dirt. Nice pickup by Colby Smelly. We'll do it again at 2-2. Messer lists his favorite baseball influence growing up as Clayton Kershaw. Not a bad influence to have. Actually, one of my favorite baseball influences growing up as well. Dude was unhittable in his prime. 2-2, fastball outside now, 3-2 the count. Apparently he was unhittable pretty recently as well, and then they pulled him early. I don't know. I guess if you're on a pitch limit, it matters. 3-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Geraldi Diaz is down on strikes. Tyson Messer picks up a strikeout with the corners loaded of Frednats. Is now headed to the bottom of the eighth here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 14-2 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Seven. I knew he was tall. 245 pounds from Santa Clara, Cuba. International free agent signee in 2019. It's Orlando Ribalta. New arm for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kannapolis leading 14-2 over the Fredericksburg Nationals as Montgomery lifts that one high and away. Now 0-2. Pitch clock violation. Now 0-2 on Montgomery. Off-speed pitch inside now, 1-2 the count. As actually looks like home plate umpire Charlie Welling is going to give him first base. Looks like a hit by pitch as Colson Montgomery gets plunked for the second time tonight. So even though the pitch clock violation, runner on first now and Wilfred Vera digs in. Single back in the first, hit by a pitch in the third and fourth. Struck out as well as a walk in the sixth. 0-1 the count on Varas now as Orlando Ribalta. On the mound for the Frednats, 6'7". He's a tall guy out there with the Sox showing all the way. 0-1, high chopper in the infield played by the second baseman Pena. Fires it over in time to first base for out number one. Colson Montgomery able to make it all the way to second base. So Varas, it's more of a sacrifice advance play. However, it only goes down as a 4-3 in the book. Four out number one. Now DJ Gladney will dig in, including a bases clearing double in the fifth. But he's also got two strikeouts. It's Orlando Ribalta. It's his third pro year. First pitch is cut on and fouled back. 0-1 now the count. 12th round pick in 2019. By the Washington Nationals. Making his fourth appearance of the year. Last time out, he pitched an inning. Walked two batters. Other than that, all zeros. DJ Gladney at the plate, 0-1 count. Here's the delivery by Ribalta. Big swing and a miss now, 0-2 on DJ Gladney. Colson Montgomery's at second. Westcath, third baseman awaits on deck. There's another arm warming in the pen, it looks like, for Kannapolis. Looks like it's Fronder Veras. 0-2, swung on and lifted high in the air in center field. Trailing after it is De La Rosa. He's going to come in and make the grab for out number two. It's a loud F8 off the bat of DJ Gladney. Now Westcath will dig in for Kannapolis. Two RBI single in the first. Also a single in the seventh. A couple strikeouts, a fly out as well. Again, Westcath, the only cannonballer to not have scored a run tonight. As Orlando Ribalta currently sits at a pretty high ERA, 24.3 ERA, excuse me. As Westcath takes ball one from Ribalta. Fastball slider changeup for the tall righty out of Santa Clara, Cuba. 1-0. Big swing and a miss by Kath. 1-1 now the count. Montgomery at second. Colby Smelly, the catcher, awaits on deck. It's Kannapolis looking to here late in this one. Atriemouth Ballpark in the first of six straight with the Frednats. All kinds of fun coming this week at Atriemouth Ballpark. 1-1 is swung on and missed now. 1-2 the count on Westcath. Bark in the park tomorrow night. Actually, we had a fun little instance. Our head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel, actually took home one of the adoptable puppies from the last time we did Bark in the Park last Sunday. Doobie, a little three-month-old puppy. Absolutely adorable. 1-2, that's not adorable. That's actually kind of ugly. Westcath is down looking at strike three. Orlando Ribalta gets a punchy out to end the bottom of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. And unless a miracle of all miracle happens, it looks like the Kannapolis Cannonballers will finish the night with 14 runs on 13 hits. We'll head to the top of the ninth here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 14-2, and Fronder Veras will take the mound for the Ballers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm is Fronder Veras on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Delivers the first pitch of the top of the ninth to T.J. White. It's off the plate, 1-0 the count. Fronder Veras, 6'5", 185-pound, 23-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He was an international free agent signee in 2019 for the Chicago White Sox. T.J. White puts a charge into the 1-0 and lifts it high in the air in left field. Bounces off the wall in left, played by Terrell Tatum. But T.J. White will glide into second base safely with a leadoff double here in the top of the ninth inning. Now Viandel Pena, the nine-hole man, second baseman for the Fred Nats, will dig in 0 for 3 with three strikeouts tonight. Pena 0 for 3, three strikeouts. T.J. White with a leadoff double. 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Fronder Veras. The all-black cleats on the mound. All-black long sleeves under the white Cannonballers jersey. First pitch is swung and missed by Pena. 0-1 now the count. Oh, one is lined over to shortstop. Nice catch by Colson Montgomery. Four out number one here in the inning. Nice play by Colson on a hard hit line drive by Viandel Pena. And he'll end the night 0 for 4 with three strikeouts and a line out to Colson Montgomery. Back to the top of the order in Jacob Young. First 1-0 now the count. Veras delivers the 1-0 to Young. Another fastball, another inside pitch on Young. Now 2-0 the count. Jacob Young flew out in the first, grounded out in the third, walked in the fifth, walked in the eighth, scored on the Jeremy De La Rosa two-run shot in the eighth. 2-0 cut on and fouled. 2-1 now the count on Jacob Young. Fronder Veras making his fourth appearance out of the bullpen. Really enjoys pitching against right-handed batters. Five strikeouts. Righties are batting just 0-77 against the tall righty from the Dominican Republic as a 2-1 fastball plunks Jacob Young in the back, and gosh, oh golly gee, that hurts. You hear that thump in the back from all the way up here in the press box. It's now 2-1 and 1-out. Jacob Young takes a free pass after getting plunked by a fastball. He's over at first base, kind of walking off, saying, man, that hurts. That's not comfortable. Jeremy De La Rosa will dig in now with 2-on-1-out. De La Rosa has produced the only runs of the night for Fredericksburg with a 2-run home run last time up in the 8th inning. De La Rosa, number 14 prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. First pitch from Veras. Fastball just outside, 1-0 the count. Veras working with a bit of a different than normal, I should say, arm slot. Kind of working at a three-quarters delivery. 1-0, swung on and hit hard to second base. Sanchez makes the play, turns over to shortstop to Montgomery, who gets the out at second. Over to first, it's not in time, so the runner is out at second. Young is put on a 4-6, put out on a fielder's choice. T.J. White advances third on the play. So now runners on the corners, and Brady House digs in. 0 for 3 on the night with a walk back in the 6th. He struck out looking in the 8th, grounded out in the 3rd, and popped out back in the 1st. Brady House, number 2 prospect in the Nats system, and he's plunked with a pitch. Fronder Veras really struggling with the command. Another fastball inside on a righty bat. Brady House is plunked with a fastball. So now bases loaded for the Fred Nats, and Brandon Bossier will dig in. Singled in the second, struck out in the 4th and 6th. Walked back in the 8th. But now bases are loaded. Straight away defensive setup for Kannapolis. Need one more out to clinch the series opener here. In the series opener of 6 games between these two sides. First pitch is inside on Bossier. 1-0 the count. 14-2 your score. Plenty of offense tonight for the home team in the red, white, and blue. 1-0 is swung on and missed by Bossier. We'll do it again at 1-1 between Fronder Veras and Brandon Bossier. Decent leads all around. Here's a delivery. It's an off-speed pitch. Gets away from the catcher in Colby Smelly. Brady House got a little antsy over there at first base. It goes down as a wild pitch on Fronder Veras. Actually, it doesn't go down as anything because nobody moved. So it's just a really wild, not wild pitch. Fronder Veras gets away with that one as the ball sailed about 15 feet in the air. Now it's a 2-1 count on the plate. Big swing and a foul tip off the catcher's mask of Colby Smelly. Now the ballers are one strike away from clinching victory in the series opener with the Fred Nats. These two sides will go at it again, of course, every day for the next couple of evenings. Day game on Sunday. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock first pitch. Cole Semus will get the start for Kannapolis. Andrew Alvarez, the lefty, will get the start for the Fred Nats. 2-2 is lifted high and foul. We'll do it again at 2-2 at the plate on Brandon Bossier. Andre Arias, the DH, 08's on deck. Bases loaded, two outs, 2-2 count. Here in the top of the ninth, Fronder Veras looking to close the door. Here's a delivery. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fronder Veras says good night, Fred Nats. Ballers win 14-2 here in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's another Kannapolis Cannonballers victory. They move now to 7-3 in their first 10 games here in the 2022 season. What a night for both sides. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers, both the lineup as well as the pitching staff really put together some solid efforts as the Ballers take this one 14-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A couple of notable performances for you. How about James Beard putting together a really great night on the base path? 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, 3 walks. Colby Smelly also drew 2 walks. How about Colson Montgomery, named our 5-star transmission and total auto care star of the game. Colson Montgomery, 1-for-3 with 5 RBIs on the night for Colson Montgomery. DJ Gladney, 2-for, West Cath, 2-for-6, 2 RBIs. All kinds of performances. How about Terrell Tatum in his Atrium Health Ballpark debut? Goes 3-for-4 with 3 singles as well as an RBI. Great night for Terrell Tatum. All kinds of great stuff for Kannapolis at the plate. Pitching staff, fantastic night. Noah Owen, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Everett Hazelwood, 2 innings, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Great night for the former Jayhawk Everett Hazelwood. Christian Edwards goes 2/3, allows a couple of runs. Then Tyson Messer goes a third of an inning, and Fronder Veras goes 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 strikeout, closing the door on the Fredericksburg Nationals. So that'll just about do it for us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers take the series opener here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it again tomorrow night, 6 o'clock first pitch, as Cole Semus will get the start for Kannapolis on the mound. Andrew Alvarez, the lefty with an 0-1 record and a 9.64 ERA, will get the start for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Ballers move to 7-3. They are now in... were entering tonight, but now they really are in first place in the South Division of the Carolina League. Fredericksburg drops to 6-4. Carolina Mudcats have a 10-0 lead currently over the Lynchburg Hillcats. So more than likely now the Nats will be locked at a dead tie for second place in the North Division. As things are starting to heat up in the Carolina League, we're only 10 games in, and what fun it's been to be a Kannapolis Cannonballer. We'll go ahead and sign off for now. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on KCBallers.com. Again, appreciate everyone. Dan Helody here saying so long for now. And as always, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And remember, as always, have a blast.